This picture shows Moses parting the Red Sea with the staff of God. God had put his power in Moses' staff, and he did many miracles with it. God had said to the king, "Israel is my firstborn son. Let him go." After 9 plagues, the king said no 9 times. God said, "If you do not let him go, I will kill all of your firstborn sons." This was the 10th plague. During his grief of losing his firstborn, the king let Israel go. However, he changed his mind a few days later and sent his army to recapture them. The children of Israel, about 2 million people, were caught between the Red Sea and the Egyptian army. God told Moses to hold his shepherd's staff over the sea. God blew with a strong wind to make a dry path with a wall of water on the right and on the left. During the night, the Israelites went through to the other side. The Egyptian army quickly followed them, but God slowed their chariots. Then he told Moses at daybreak to stretch out his hand over the sea and make the waters return. The entire army of Egypt was drowned, with many lying dead on the shore. Then the Israelites feared God. They trusted in him and in Moses, God's servant.